Welcome to Keeping Current, an ERS and HVM podcast designed to plug you into the world of electrical power systems. I'm your host, Joe Dwyer. In this episode, we dive into the dynamic between fresh perspectives as well as seasoned insights within the engineering industry. As new graduates enter the workforce with innovative ideas, they encounter an environment shaped by the experience and wisdom of years of industry veterans of experience. Joining us for this discussion is Mike Doe, an ERS sales engineer with more than 7 years of experience in the engineering field. Mike and I will be exploring the workplace, how the workplace has evolved, compare the challenges and opportunities faced by different generations, and discuss how these diverse perspectives are shaping the future of engineering careers. I'd like to take this time to recognize the upcoming Veterans Day. Both Mike and myself are veterans. Mike, would you like to share a little bit about your experience in the Army?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on this episode today. It's an honor. My wife's really excited to listen to this. But yeah, actually, I am currently serving in the Army Reserves. I commissioned from the ROTC program from my college in 2017. I'm currently a captain at an engineer facility detachment as an engineer officer. And, you know, as an engineer officer, it's a very diverse role where we can go into combat operations, into technical design and construction work. So right now, in my current role in the Army, I am working on the design and construction team, partnered with different Department of Public Works across the U.S. And my previous role in the Army, I was a route clearance platoon leader, and I was actually deployed a couple years back. It's a very dynamic world to be in. I have a lot of fun with it. And it's a really great honor to serve our country and also be on this podcast today.
Again, thank you so much for your service. Both Mike and I would like to take this time to thank all veterans for their service and know that you are appreciated. Again, thank you for your service. Mike, can you share the changes and the differences that you see in the industry now?
Yeah, of course. So I'll take a little couple steps back. So out of college, I studied mechanical engineering. So in my role, I work directly with building owners, with electrical contractors, general contractors, all different types of vertical markets. And I have seen changes with the new codes at the local level with, third-party testing requirements and selective coordination study requirements, which varies throughout the country. But where I live in Vegas, yeah, they adapted a new technical guideline last year. And my job has been really educating our clients on the new changes to make sure they're successful in their projects and really be seen as a trusted advisor when it comes to our scope, because these contractors, these owners, they have a lot on the plate. And when they call me or reach out to them, they expect me to know my scope of work very well. So it's a constantly evolving industry. Even in the past, my previous roles, there's always new requirements required per code to stay in compliance. Like, especially here in Las Vegas, there's a big water crisis. So we're starting to see water mandates for HVAC systems. And that's just happened over the last year or two. So, I mean, focusing on the electrical industry right now, what's really keeping us busy is the changes to third-party testing and coordination studies in Las Vegas. And also at a national level, NFPA 70B, which talks about the electrical maintenance programs for these facilities. And that became a standard last year. And owners and building owners and contractors are really getting into it and asking us for our advice on it. So that's new and up and coming, and doing a lot of work in that sense. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, it's very different than some of the work that we've done in the military. One of the things I noticed when I exited the Air Force was the level of competency or the level of independent work that you had to do by yourself as compared to being in the military where somebody always has your six and or your back, if you would. And, you know, that's one of the things I learned very quickly, that in order to succeed and adapt to all these changes that regarding safety and technical and understanding these coordination studies and working with different industries and career opportunities in engineering is finding a mentor. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm very fortunate to have a great manager, Nick DiPadova. I'll give him a shout out. He's been a great mentor for me. He's been in the industry for a while, and I'll be frank, yeah, I'm a mechanical engineer by trade, and I'm working in the electrical engineering world now. So there's a learning curve for me. I've done, my homework. And to your point, Joe, you're correct. The military's there's a structure and process in place for everything. They'll tell you how to clean your room. They'll tell you how to brush your teeth. There's orders for everything. And corporations in the private sector, it's you got to figure it out, and that requires in my role a lot of homework. Been doing a lot of reading, networking, calling around our company. We have a lot of senior veterans that have been within the industry for a while, and they are a plethora of knowledge. So that's legwork that I have to do to get caught up to speed, but it'll pay dividends, I believe, in the future, because this game is constantly changing with new code updates, new design requirements, and it is our job in the private sector to really be the subject matter expert, and that requires external work off hours sometimes. What's brought me a lot of success to who I am today, it's establishing a positive intent and being completely honest, integrity, that's what we value in the Army. It's transferable from the military to the civilian world. It's just a collaborative effort between the engineers, sales, operations to make sure we meet the client's needs. And where I'm at right now, over my past, since I've been here since January, it's been very positive, getting a lot of opportunities. My first couple months was knocking on doors, introducing myself. And when I get that phone call where they need help, I show up and make sure they're taken care of. And it's not just, I can't take the credit for it. It's all the guided mentorship from all the folks across the organization. We had a great onboarding process, learned a lot about the industry and our company. And there's always resources for at the local level for the sales engineers to reach out to. So we just got to know who to talk to. So yeah, I couldn't attribute my success to only myself. It's everybody on the team.
We come from the mission perspective. What is the mission? And that's one of the great things that the military does. It gives us a sense of direction. Yes, and Lord knows I needed it when I was younger. But would you be able to suggest to younger folks, maybe in the reserves or just getting out from active duty, would you suggest to them, to come to an industry like power testing and a company like ERS moving forward?
Yeah, it's a good question, Joe. That's I know we have a pretty successful recruiting rate with Navy nukes, Air Force civil engineers, and Army prime guys. So it's a good transition because they have the need of background. But regardless, even if you come from a different MOS job specialty, I know that this would be a great organization that will train you and invest the time as long as you're willing to work and learn. Even like I'm a prime example of it. I came in knowing, not knowing the difference between a breaker and an outlet on my house. So I've come a long way being able to have conversations, reading single line diagrams, reading engineering project specifications. And that was through, the guidance that our company organization gave me and the mentorship. So the trans it's scary going into a new industry you don't know. But my advice for the young veterans looking to get in a new industry, whether it's our industry or not, it's really take the time to be to do your homework and do your research to be a subject matter expert of your industry, your role. And that's going to require some sacrifice at the individual level. But the transferable skills are it's just like the military. Work hard, show up on time, be honest, collaborate, and figure out ways how to accomplish the mission. And it's very similar in that sense between the civilian world and the military.
I would agree. And the biggest thing, and to back what you're saying, is there's such a shortage for qualified people in our industry. And with the military doing a significant portion of the training and the culture and the theory and operations of our systems, I think that the military is a great fit for a company like ours. I think it provides them, I want to say the same type of culture, camaraderie, brotherhood, because nobody knows what it's like testing a system at 3 a.m. in the morning. There's nothing like it. You got to have people that are part of a team, understand the mission, and we'll do whatever it takes to get everything back online.
It could be a little intimidating going to a new industry, especially with electricity and power, high voltage, medium voltage. It could be intimidating, but having that mindset of willingness to learn and being coachable. I think that's a key word, being coachable getting guidance from professionals that have been doing it for a while. It's a really good opportunity, a great career. I know a couple of my guys in my shop are veterans and they love it. It's a great career for them. And that, to your point, the brotherhood and sisterhood that we have, it's really a tight-knit family. I'll go hang out with the guys on some projects just to pick their brain and learn more about it. And, you know, they appreciate that. Yeah. The sales engineers going out in the field and meeting them on job sites to learn. And it's a really, you know, we're one team here. I'm always an open book. I know people have questions and I'm more than happy to answer any questions, whether it's job interview tips in general, career transition tips, you know, what industry would be good for their fit. But utilize your network. Don't be scared and be ready to work. That's, I guess, my final words for this episode.
Excellent. It's excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate your closing statements and kind words. And if everybody enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Please rate it and leave a review. Don't forget to tune in every other Thursday for more expert knowledge and industry updates. You can also connect with us on LinkedIn to join the conversation and stay updated on the latest episodes. And again, thank you to all veterans and enjoy your Veterans Day. And thanks for listening. Until next time, keep current.